Some of you might be feeling frustrated, you're feeling helpless, you're feeling stuck because you have goals that you want to achieve, but you're not hitting them. The reason why you're not hitting them is because you're lacking these three things, and it's not because of your fault. It is not the knowledge that you don't have. You have those knowledge. You have the knowledge that's necessary. You're just lacking discipline. Your body is not a temple. Your body is a car. And the car that you're driving right now is a Toyota Corolla, and you're thinking of winning an F1 race. You need to be driving an F1 car. If you don't have these three things, you're not going to be driving that car. These are the three things that will transform your Toyota Corolla into an F1 car. And these are the three things that I do every single day, rain or shine. And here's the first one, is specificity. Now, I know a lot of people talk about having morning routines, having sleep routines, routines that get you waking up at 3 a.m, 4 a.m, 5 a.m. Now, that might work for them, but it doesn't work for me. And I don't know if it will work for you. The point is, it doesn't matter what time you wake up, you need to have specificity. This is my alarm clock. I wake up at 8:43 a.m. every day. It is specific, and because I have discipline, and you need to cultivate that as well. Why 8:43? Why not 8:30? Why not 9? Why not 8? Simply because it is a very specific number, and when the mind is given a specific number, it remembers and focuses on that specific number. That is specificity. And the reason why I put 8:43 is simply because I like that number. You got to find a number that works for you as well. It could be 8:31, it could be 5:46. It doesn't matter what number it is, it just needs to be specific. Once you have the number, stick to it. Every single day I've been waking up at 8:43 a.m. simply because it works for me. I have the energy, focus, the discipline to get things done. Because the very first thing I did was to embrace specificity, and that sets the tone for the entire day. Imagine how that would change your life. That will improve your recovery, help you sleep, help you wake up better, and that's something that has changed my life. But you don't stop there. There are two other things that you need to focus on, and the next thing has got to do with nutrition. This is the second pillar that you need to focus on. If you haven't noticed already, everything in my life is about simplicity. Nutrition has been a huge question mark in my life simply because I couldn't understand a lot of things that were talking. Everything from macronutrients to nutrients to minerals, vitamins. After watching countless hours of videos, after reading countless articles, after reading countless books, I discovered that it all boiled down to only two things. Just these two numbers that I had to focus on in order to start building the body that I needed. And these two numbers were protein and calories. That's it. If you know these two numbers, if you know exactly what amount of protein is going in your body every day and what amount of calories are going in your body every day, that's all it takes. So it took a while for me to get to this point, but I had to figure out how many calories I needed a day. For me, my maintenance calories was 2,000. That means at 2,000 calories, I won't gain weight and neither will I lose weight. If I had anything below than 2,000 calories, I'll lose weight because your body doesn't have enough calories to maintain your current weight. And you have a surplus of calories, that means you have too much calories and your body starts to put on weight. 2,000 is the magic number for me, and I stick to 2,000 so that my body remains constant. And you have to find out what that number is for yourself also. In terms of protein, it's a very simple formula for me. I use 1 gram per pound of body weight. I am about 135 pounds, so I take in 135 grams of protein a day. So again, this is really easy to do if you know what you're eating, if you know the protein content of the food that you're eating. If you're eating chicken, how much protein is in the chicken that you're eating? How much protein is in the beef that you're eating? If you're vegetarian, you just have to understand how much protein is in beans, is in bean curd, in tofu, in soy, anything, right? So what is the protein amount in the food that you're eating? You sum it up over the day, and guess what? If that's not enough, go have a protein shake, right? There are vegan protein shakes. If you're vegan or vegetarian, there's whey. You can take whey if you are able to. If not, there are always alternatives. For myself, depending on what food I eat, I take between 1 to 2 scoops of protein powder every single day, just so that I hit 135 grams of protein daily. That's it. These are the two numbers that will help you with the nutrition that will transform you from a Toyota Corolla to an F1 car. And the third thing that will help is hydration. When I was a kid, you keep hearing things like, you know, drink X amount of water a day, drink, you know, 2 gallons, drink whatever amounts, right? I never really understood the importance of it. But think about it. Your body is largely made out of water, and your body loses water constantly, whether you're sweating or just through the process of respiration. Water is being lost through your body, and if your body doesn't have enough water, you're not performing at the optimal level. You're performing at a sub-optimum level. You can't expect your body to do all the things that you want it to do at its highest efficiency. So the next thing that you need to focus on is hydration. And for me, I find it really difficult to focus on water, taking in water throughout the day. I find it really difficult to constantly have to make sure that I have a water bottle or that I have some water source with me all throughout the day. And this is how I took care of the third pillar, which is hydration. Every single morning, I will wake up and I'll consume 600 milliliters of water. Why 600? Because it's specific. Because it's a number that's not a liter, it's not 300 milliliters, it's specifically 600 milliliters, and it works for me. This gives me enough water to take care of the water loss that happened overnight while I was sleeping, and it gives me enough water to handle part of my water needs throughout the day. If you don't believe how powerful this can be, go test it out yourself. Go to bed at night, wake up in the morning, just try taking 600 milliliters of water, measure it out with a cup or, you know, a bottle or anything that you have that allows you to measure water. Take 600 milliliters of water, drink it all in one gulp, and see if you need to go to the toilet after that. I can guarantee you, you don't. Now, the next thing that comes to mind is, if you don't have to go pee after taking in 600 milliliters of water, where does the water go? And it was crazy. I figured this out because I was supposed to go for a medical screening exam where there was a urine test, and so I thought I should just drink some water beforehand, and I drank like this much of water, close to a liter, and it all disappeared. I didn't have enough pee after that, and that was like 1.5 hours after I consumed the water. That showed me that there was serious dehydration that happened overnight. I started feeling more energetic. After taking 600 milliliters of water every day, my life changed. I started getting so much more energy. I now had the energy to go take on the goals that I had. And that's what you require as well. And those are the three things that you need in order to transform your Toyota Corolla into the F1 car and win those F1 races. Number one, specificity. Make sure you wake up a specific time with a specific number so that you can start the day right. You need number two, nutrition. Make sure you focus on just these two numbers, your protein intake as well as your calorie intake, so that your body is primed to do the work that you need to do. And third, make sure that you are hydrated. Start the day right again every single morning with just 600 milliliters of water right when you wake up, and you get enough hydration to handle whatever the day has to throw at you. These are the three things that you need to focus on in order to win those F1 races by making sure that your body is an F1 car ready to take on those F1 goals that you have. So this is going to give you the discipline that you need in order to hit your goals. If you like this video, you're going to love my video on Samurai Season. The thing that changed my life, I embraced Samurai Season up to half of every single year. When I did that, my ability to hit my goals went through the roof. And this is something that I think will greatly benefit you as well. So leave me your comments after watching this video. Go watch Samurai Season and leave me your comments over there as well. Drop me any questions and I can help answer that. And hopefully, whatever I'm sharing will help you as well. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode.